Homeward Bound, May 9. You cannot wear God out. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Psalm 143, verse 1. Let the soul be drawn out and upward, that God may grant us a breath of the heavenly atmosphere. We may keep so near to God that in every unexpected trial, our thoughts will turn to Him as naturally as the flower turns to the sun. Keep your wants, your joys, your sorrows, your cares, and your fears before God. You cannot burden Him. You cannot weary Him. He who numbers the hairs of your head is not indifferent to the wants of His children. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. His heart of love is touched by our sorrows and even by our utterances of them. Take to Him everything that perplexes the mind. Nothing is too great for Him to bear, for He holds up worlds, He rules over all the affairs of the universe. Nothing that in any way concerns our peace is too small for Him to notice. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for Him to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for Him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of His children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips, of which our Heavenly Father is unobservant, or in which He takes no immediate interest. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. The relations between God and each soul are as distinct and full as though there were not another soul upon the earth to share His watch care, not another soul for whom He gave His beloved Son. Jesus said, "Ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father Himself loveth you. I have chosen you, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you." But to pray in the name of Jesus is something more than a mere mention of that name at the beginning and the ending of a prayer. It is to pray in the mind and spirit of Jesus while we believe His promises, rely upon His grace, and work His works. God does not mean that any of us should become hermits or monks and retire from the world in order to devote ourselves to acts of worship. The life must be like Christ's life, between the mountain and the multitude. Those who do nothing but pray will soon cease to pray, or their prayers will become a formal routine. Steps to Christ, pages 99 to 101.